Matthew 6:6. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. The secret place. How important it is that we discover this. There is a time to be with people, praying together, worshipping together, but daily there must be a secret life in God in the secret place, a hidden place where we meet with Him alone. Some of us need to think again about developing this because we don't currently have one, hidden place that is, and developing is an instant. You're a child of God and always accepted, but to become a son and more, a friend of God, requires obedience and faithfulness in a long-term relationship, not a short sprint. It's rare in these days of constant activity and so-called labour-saving devices for many to find enough time to get away in secret with God. Funny that. All the labour-saving doesn't seem to affect the amount of time we have left for the main thing. Satan just keeps us so busy there is no time for quality time with the one person who really matters in our lives. Lord, I have time. Remember that poem by Michel Quoist? We must ensure that we don't find ourselves out of time like the old people in the poem who were left with no time. Too late. They'd had their time and they spent it unwisely. Time, if we did but realise it, is the only commodity we have. Money is not. You can replace that. You cannot buy time. When it's gone, it's gone. You cannot get it back. This is why we must not waste it, but redeem it. Paul has something to say about it in Ephesians 5:15, headed up, Walk in Wisdom. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We can surely echo that. The days in which we live are evil, and beloved, it isn't going to get any better. It will get darker and darker, which means there is an urgency for you to put first things first, not last. Do not tag your relationship and time with God onto the tail end of the day. Give Him the first fruits, the best. Why? Because you will suffer in the long run. When the circumstance hits, you won't have the inner capacity which is built up over time in the secret place of God's own heart. That's what the secret place is, His heart for you and those around your life. He's not a taskmaster, but a loving Father who says, do this, put me first. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength, and everything else will be taken care of. How about it, beloved, how about it? Putting Him first before anything and everything else. You choose. Thought it wouldn't be long before we were faced with a choice again.